T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC, thanks so much for being here. Thank you sincerely for being here.
Hi there. I think I have a really good idea how to solve this voting problem and this mail-in nonsense and all this stuff. Why don't they just let us go to Walmart and do it? We can shop at Walmart. We've been able to do that for a long time. That's very, very safe. So put the voting booth at Walmart. And let us do it in person. Okay, thank you.
That might sound like she's just doing a little rant line riff, but that's actually very insightful because we've been going to Walmart the whole time. We've been in so many stores during the heat of the virus, and nobody got sick from going to the stores. And nobody's ever explained that except for us to assume that you can't catch it from going to Walmart. They've got immunity built up. Neil and Vernon, hi. Yes, Neil.
Research on...
What's that, Neil?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Go ahead, start over.
I got you on speakerphone. Have you done any research concerning the Constitution, natural-born citizen?
Yes, but not for a long time. Do you have some conclusion on it you want to share?
Well, I have a very important technicality concerning Paris. Her mother, her father, was born in Jamaica. Her mother was born in India. Her mother and father met, I think, maybe at UCLA in California.
Yeah, he's a professor out there, I think.
Right, and they got married. They were not citizens when they got married, and they would have had to have waited 5 years before they were able to become citizens. Pamela Harris was born not too long after they got married. So Pamela Harris is completely disqualified for becoming vice president, therefore president if necessary, under the natural born citizen clause of the Constitution.
Well, that is very interesting, Neil. I will look back into that. Thank you, sir. Coming up, Tom Scott. Right now, how about a look at the roads from the Brown, Payne, Darris, and Scott Traffic Center. Mark Christopher.
All right, Todd, thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. And if you're coming into downtown Hartford right now, we're looking real good. 91 southbound, just some slow traffic, 33 down to 32 IMB. Northbound 91 quiet from the Route 9 interchange at Cromwell right into downtown Hartford up into Windsor. Both sides of 84 wide open. Farmington out into Vernon. Two eastbounds in good shape. Glastonbury out into Marlboro. No problems at Middletown 9 in the Irigoyen Bridge. 84 westbound. Waterbury, you've got delays from 23 up to exit 20 with the left lane out there on the Mixmaster. 95 southbound, New Haven slowing from 46 down to 44. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC weather.
This afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds, high 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tonight, warm but sticky in parts of the area. Shower, thunderstorm, low 73. Hot and humid tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a shower, thunderstorm over the area, high 92. Continued hot on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, high again 92. It's now 89 in Burlington, it's 90 in Manchester, and 91 in Hartford. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson in the WTIC Weather Center.
Reinventing, it's what small businesses do. And reinventing is what Comcast Business is here to help you with. So whether you're swapping your tables for takeout or turning your online store into your flagship store, you'll be able to work faster with powerful, reliable internet from the nation's largest gig speed network. Work safer with all your connected devices automatically protected by Security Edge, and work anywhere with Comcast Business at Home, our new business-grade internet solution that keeps your team of remote workers connected wherever they're based. So whatever your business needs, Comcast Business has the solutions and expertise to help you not just bounce back, but bounce forward. Get a powerful and reliable internet solution now for just $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get free installation when you order online. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to find out more. Offer ends 8/16/2020. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 100 megabits internet. Free install offer applies to one outlet. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change.
An open letter from AAA. Dear Insurance World, we've gotten pretty quick, haven't we? Streamlined processes in 15 minutes, algorithms, chatbots, and AI. But maybe it's time to rethink some things. Down payments can take years to save up for. And at AAA, we give your most valuable assets the respect they deserve. Because these aren't policies for auto, home, and life. They're policies for people. AAA Insurance. For auto, home, and life. Go to AAA.com/insurance to find an agent.
Do you remember T.S. Eliot?
Yeah, famous poet.
He said, "And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
No matter where we go, we always come home."
It's kind of like baseball.
Oh?
The idea is to get from here back around to here.
It's all about going home.
I'm proud of all the people at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Because we make home feel more like home.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Follow us on Twitter at WTIC 1080.
WTIC. And Tuesdays at this time, we are joined by Tom Scott, former state senator, political pundit, an activist, an all-around insightful man. Hello there, Thomas.
How you doing today, Todd?
Well, it's a very exciting day. We have Ned to talk about power outages, power returns, the demonization of the private, heavily regulated corporation as if the heavy regulation doesn't exist. And we've got Kamala Harris, chosen by Joe Biden to be the vice presidential nominee.
Yeah, and there, you know, there's one other thing going on that's particular to Connecticut. We have our primary today.
Yes, know, I heard about that.
It was supposed to be in April, then they moved it to June, then they moved it to August. Completely illegal, but it is what it is now. August 11th is the day that we have our regular primaries for state rep, state senator, or whatever. And you'll never guess what I'm doing right now. Normally, I would say on a day like today, I'd rather be fishing with my boys, right? But I am at a polling place in the Kensington section of Berlin, the Mary Griswold School, and it's Joe Arisimowitz's home district. He's the Speaker of the House.
How about that?
We have an opportunity for a sea change because there's a primary in the Republican Party for his seat. And I'm here supporting Jim Townsley, urging people that if they really want to make a change, and I get it, people get frustrated with the party and so forth, but Jim Townsley has been, from day one, standing up to the counterculture crowd and the people that want to destroy our way of life. So I gave up my opportunity to go fishing today, and I'm here at the Mary Griswold School in Berlin asking Republicans to vote for Jim Townsley for state rep, and I couldn't be happier about the response we're getting.
Well, that's good news. Is there any sign of activity? Many people turning up?
It's very interesting. I mean, Republicans are storming the polls here to vote for Trump. And there's a congressional primary. I mean, I can't even name both candidates running in that primary. There's a state rep primary. But people are coming here to vote for the office of president. That perennial from California, whose name I can never remember, is running against Trump in the primary. And the Secretary of State, just as she screwed up on absentee ballots and the dates and everything else, she screwed up this ballot because she put Trump on the top line, and that's the line that's supposed to be reserved for endorsed candidates. So if you're voting for someone other than that, you got to go down to line two. That's where Jim Townsley is, for example, on line two. But what's also interesting, Todd, is I can tell you with certainty, because I'm talking to people as they get out of their cars, 8 of 10 voters here are Republicans. Now, that doesn't mean that there's more energy on our side. What I think it means in part is that far more Democrats are voting absentee ballot than are voting in person. And we're sort of seeing that nationally, and it'll be interesting to see what it portends for November.
Yeah, so it fits the whole Republican response to life in general and to COVID. We'd rather go vote, and we want to prove that it's perfectly fine to go vote, and that's what everybody should be doing. And there's no reason for Democrats to use COVID as an excuse to expand their paper from home fraud schemes.
You know, and along those lines, I'm sitting here in my air-conditioned car calling you, and some guy just got out of his car wearing a Trump Make America Great face mask. It'll be interesting to see if he gets past the moderator, because that's an advertisement.
Oh, interesting, yeah. It would be a wonderful conundrum for her to be in, to have to order him to take off his mask protection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
So what do you think about this vice presidential pick?
Well, we've known for some time that she was on the short list, and we also know that former Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Dodd, who's really in charge of the vice presidential selection committee for Biden, those guys are old pals, and Dodd and his people put out the word about a month ago that Harris was not going to be seriously considered because she viciously attacked Joe Biden during the debates, if you remember. So somehow they got past Dodd on this, because we know Dodd wasn't recommending her. And she doesn't bring a state. Sometimes you choose a candidate for vice president to try to bring a single state to the Electoral College. And California is already gone for Trump, so they weren't trying to make a play for a state. She was a strong law and order prosecutor before she opportunistically became a liberal Democrat. So we'll see if anybody raises questions about that in the Democratic Party. But I just think they're all going to get in line like they always do.
So you don't think, well, in terms of voting blocks, though, I'm curious if anger, residual anger, then you've got a double candidate that's a compromise candidate. And does that create any problem? Or is this really a referendum election where it's, are you giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down to Donald Trump?
Well, that's huge with a lot of voters, including the increasingly narrowing group of swing voters. You know, in a lot of these states that are in play, we're talking 5, 6, 7% of the voters. So we're not even talking about a national election in that sense. The voters that are up for grabs we are so polarized. It's a relatively small number of people. And these Bernie Sanders people, I mean, they may hold their noses and keep quiet on this, but Harris is not one of their people. And you know, whatever she says now in terms of the liberal agenda, she is not a Bernie Sanders or an AOC radical liberal Democrat. So we'll see if they can keep the Bernie Sanders people quiet. That'll be telling in the next couple of days.
All right, Tom, hold on one sec. We'll get our weather report in, and then we'll wrap up our conversation with Tom. We've got maybe a thunderstorm and a shower, but late in, deep into the overnight, down towards dawn. Otherwise, just a humid night with a high temperature for a low, 73 degrees. Tomorrow, another hot day, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 92 degrees. And Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, 92 once again, the expected high temperature right now, 88 at WTIC. So any other thoughts on this pick and why it was made, or if it present? We had a caller say that he would vote. This was a guy who said he was a Republican. He said he would vote for a Democrat male to avoid voting for a Republican female. That's how biased he is against women running for office. How deep do you think, Tom, those kinds of feelings run?
Well, I think there are probably a few people still living in a cave somewhere. He sounds like one of them. So I don't think that's a factor at all. I mean, look at a lot of the women that Republicans have supported over the years, and people like Jean Kirkpatrick, who was UN ambassador, or the pond over to Maggie Thatcher, who was, you know, the strongest ally that this country had when Ronald Reagan was president. There are many, many women that Republicans would happily embrace for high office. So I don't buy that thinking, that thinking is prevalent anywhere, let alone in the Republican Party.
Yes. Well, I'm wondering across the board if that plays a role. And it sounds like you think it's so minimum that it's not worth worrying about.
I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't give it a second thought, to be honest with you. And obviously, she's been through some tough vetting. Now, her former friend, former Speaker of the House in California, Willie Brown, I don't know if you remember that name.
Sure.
He wrote a column this week saying that she should not run for vice president because she'll be ignored by the Biden people, that rather she should make a play for attorney general where she'd actually have power. For example, she would get to appoint all the U.S. attorneys. But on the other hand, to the extent, God help us, Joe Biden becomes president, there was a Rasmussen poll out this week that showed that a majority of registered Democrats don't think he'll serve out his term. So if he wins, it is likely that his running mate is going to be president.
Yeah, that I find that kind of scary in terms of experience, in terms of feelings about this country, devotion to the Constitution. What kind of, well, it's scary to be going down this path where somebody so outside of the mainstream in terms of what she's expressed is up for the big job.
Well, you know, in our own way, you know, I've talked to a lot of Trump supporters today at the Mary Griswold School in Berlin, where I still am. And come on down and say hello. Come on.
This is a big day for Mary Griswold.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we Republicans often complain that you know, we get one choice in November. But we don't have a lot of primaries for the legislature. So this is one of those rare opportunities where rank-and-file Republicans have an opportunity to directly participate in the selection of a nominee. And one of the reasons I'm so excited about Jim Townsley is because he's going to take on the liberals in the same way that Joe Markley did, and Len Susio and Rob Sampson and me and others. So he can really make it. Look, if you live in Southington in Berlin or anywhere in Connecticut for that matter, and you haven't voted yet, you have an opportunity to make a statement today. And if you live in Arasimowitz's district, remember, he's the leader in the House. This is the guy who has been at the head of the parade of the ultra-liberals who have been destroying this state. So we have an opportunity for a sea change. So come on down to Mary Griswold School in Berlin and say hello. I'll be here till 8 o'clock.
And don't forget, Mary needs the attention. So give
Absolutely.
Her a little support when you get there.
You can make a difference.
All right.
That's my Tom Scott.
That's a good bit of campaigning. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care.
We'll talk to you again next week. That's Tom Scott. We've got some time. Take some phone calls. Maybe play another rant or two. 860-522-9842. Patty calling from Naugatuck. Hi, Patty. Yes, Pat.
Hi. The reason I was calling, too, is I was going to chime in on the vice presidential pick.
Well, please do.
Okay, well, I think she may have been chosen because she has name recognition, but I don't think when they were going to pick the Democratic candidate for president that she really did well in the polls. And I don't think she actually, you know, was even a favorite on the left. I also think that the most important issue we could really be thinking of when we vote is not the gender nor the color. It's what they have for a vision for our country. Because I think this is probably one of the most important elections of our lifetime, where we're looking at, you know, the light of the world, the hope of the world, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, law and order, civil society, as opposed to a Marxist top-down approach on our country, our cities, our towns, our police, our schools, and our zoning. I think we should be looking at issues that are imperative to the how we live every day of our lives and our freedoms, and what we're going to lose if we should get a very different type of government, a Marxist type of government. I think that's more important than anything.
Well, you are absolutely correct, and thank you for making such a wonderful pitch for that point, because people need to hear it. Tony calling from Weathersfield. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Todd. Boy, Patty was great, wasn't she? Just absolutely
yes.
great. And I'm not going to be able to do as well as she is, but one of the things that I would say is the Democrats are going to win unless we can get rid of this unrestricted mail-in balloting. That's a bad, bad thing, because there's no way that the government or the people that are in charge of supervising the election can supervise the election. Something like this has never been done before, and as Patty said, this is a seminal election. You know, the left in America today, they are the political progeny of Marx, Lenin, and Stalin. And what Marx, Lenin, and Stalin did to Russia 100 years ago has already started here in the United States. For example, free speech. What happens to these people who disagree with somebody about something, and the next thing that you find out, oh, they've been fired. They have lost their job. They've been put out of this thing. Or what about after speech, there's press. When those guys were running Russia, they had two newspapers, Izvestia and Pravda. And look at our newspapers over here today. Almost all of them are mainstream media. Fox and talk radio are the only people that are bringing people like you and I the news that we need to have. And how about religion? Back then, they didn't want any power higher than the state. So what they did was they got rid of the religion that was in that country. And
Tony, good pitch. I'm going to hold you right there. Thank you for that, sir. Neil calling from Bristol. Hello, Neil.
Hey, Todd. Just want to let you know I went in to vote today for our president, dress rehearsal for November. I was voter mm-hmm. number 51 at 11 o'clock. And just want to let you know that I talked to the registrar, and they said 3,400 Democrats requested absentees and 1,800 Republicans. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's more Democrats and Republicans or I don't know what that means, but I thought I'd just let you know what Bristol had to say.
All right.
And
thank you for sharing that.
I thought Patty was great and Tony was great too. And Tom Scott is one of your best guests. So go with that.
Thanks, isn't he Todd. Wonderful? When I
awesome.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. When I looked at the schedule and reminded myself during the show that he was coming on, I got this little. I noticed how it got my heart rate going. Like, all right, this is good news. I like that. Tom Scott coming up. Joe in Harwinton, same thing. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe from Newington. I call. I'm the moderate guy who calls once in a while, and I just take a little issue with the last caller who said, it's Marxist and people get kicked out of their jobs because of free speech and so on, but that's exactly what happens if you oppose our president. He kind of kicks you out too, so I just a little issue with that, so I just want to make sure that both sides are being heard. I know you're very fair about that, so just wanted to say that as well. So.
Well, but where does the president might throw people out of his own domain for not agreeing with him, but that's different from having a nationwide movement.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.